Are you allowed to hand out pieces of bread to your guests? Like hand to hand, pass it around. So the Rambam writes you should not give out bread of hamotzi from hand to hand unless the recipient is an avel, is an avelos. So what exactly is the source of this Rambam? So the Abu Raham suggests it's based on a pasuk in Eicha, which is Pershat Tzion Bi'Adeha, that somehow this refers to the giving of bread, and therefore you see the novel of Minig Avel is to receive bread for the hand of the giver. Now the Rashba says this is a Gzeris Chachamim, this is a rabbinic, you know, prohibition, but it doesn't really remember. Rashba actually writes, he doesn't remember the Makar. Now the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, points out that the Makar is from a Medrash in Eicha, which seems to suggest that this is the practice of Avelim, that we would give them directly bread. Now, are there any heterim, though, nowadays to distribute the bread from hand to hand? Normally, I'm not sure if this means the same as if you'd put it on a plate and give the plate to the person. That I'm not sure, and I didn't see any of the poskim discuss that. But at least to give a piece of bread to the person sitting next to you, are you allowed to do so or not? So the first heter is, well, who says it's actually usser? So the Mishnah Berurah actually points out it's not really an usser, it's just a bad mazle, it's a litra mazle, that you don't have bad luck. The Aruch HaShulchan as well says it's not an isser. It's not that it's fundamentally usser, it's just that it's bad luck. So that would be heter number one, is that it's not usser, it's just bad luck. But still, you don't want to do something which is bad luck. So are there any other heterim? So heter number two is, well, maybe on Shabbos it's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you can give an avel normally on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, "But Shabbos poris avel kedarko." You can give him the avel normally. Why? The voye kaveos befarasia and meeting will be other. We don't want it to. It wouldn't be. We don't want there to be aveos befarasia, public showing of aveos, if you would do it in different. If you would give it to him, you know, directly into his hand. Okay, but that doesn't really explain. Well, on Shabbos, can you do it normally for everyone? Meaning what? I understand an avel. You're supposed to. You don't have to give it directly to his hand on Shabbos. But does that mean that everyone else and an avel, you all have to put it down in front of them? You can't actually give it to their hands? Or does it mean that, like, this whole din is suspended completely on Shabbos? So Vinishma Shabbos, the Rav Harfenis seems to understand that this, he says explicitly that this halacha doesn't apply on Shabbos because there's no need to distinguish between avel and everyone else on Shabbos because there is no avelus on Shabbos. And therefore, this would be heter number two, that on Shabbos, this din goes out the window. Although I didn't really see any other poskim agree to this Nishma Shabbos. I didn't see anyone else suggest that this would be a heter. Heter number three, and so who says this halacha even applies nowadays at all? The Nimuke Archaim, one of the earlier Munkach Rebbes, writes that the minhag is to hand out people from hand to hand. He says, even on weekdays, he says, this is what the Heliger Rav of Lublin, I think he's referring to Tzadok of Lublin, who used to do that. And he said, we're not concerned about these bad omen Gemaras, you know, because it's just like an Ayin Hara, that the Gemara in Pesachim says that if you care about it, so then be Choshesh. If you don't care about this Ayin Hara, you're not worried about it, then it's not going to affect you, and therefore it's fine. Now, the Meir Oz is a contemporary Sefer, Meir Arva in Eretz Yisrael. He attacks this Nimuke Archaim because he says, hello, this is a Gemara, a Rambam, I mean, it's not a Gemara, it's a Rambam, a Medrash, and a Shulchan Aruch that say it's usher. So you can't really just dismiss it out hand. Now, the Noda Behuda in his Sefer Nefesh Tzion Chaya is lenient as well, because in those times, they would all have their own table, and they would lean by their table, so you put the bread in front of them. That was the normal way, and for an avel, you gave it specifically to his hand. But nowadays, we all sit at a table, so it's normal for everyone to give hand-to-hand to everyone, and therefore, he would therefore say this halacha doesn't apply nowadays. But the Remer Arva, again, in his Sefer Meroz, attacks this because even in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, you know, people sat at normal chairs, and yet Shulchan Aruch still codifies this halacha. Now, the Nishma Shabbos cites Achronim who say you can give hand-to-hand if the recipient stretches out his hand, and it's not like an avel. An avel is just accepts the bread, but if the recipient sticks out his hand, so maybe that's a leniency as well. So Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky also gives another, perhaps, leniency. He's not sure if you hand it to someone else who gives it to the person directly, like hand to hand, then in that case, maybe it's permitted as well. Rabbi Chaim says tzarchin, he's not sure. So maybe that's another heter. You know, we pass the whole bread around. Only the first person, I guess, wouldn't be allowed to eat it, but you could pass it around to everyone else. Now, what exactly is the reason for this halacha? So, Yecheskel Sarnan, his Beis Yecheskel, has an interesting ha'ara what the reason for this. He says it's to show the guests. Remember, we previously said in the previous shir that the guest is not the one who's supposed to do the hamotzi. So the guest may be insulted. Here, you're giving him a piece of bread like a little baby. So it says the Rabbi Yecheskel Sarnan, we try to give respect to the guests and say, here, look, we're putting the bread down and you could go take it as if like you're a real person, that you have the ability to go take your own bread, and you don't have to like be spoon-fed like a baby. Now, This halacha actually explains an interesting, funny pasuk in this week's parsha by Yaakov and Esav. Pasuk says, "Lechem unezid adoshim," that Yaakov gave Esav bread. So what do you mean he gave him bread? Esav only asked for lentils. Why did he give him bread as well? So a couple of answers to this question are given. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, "Well, he knew Esav. Yaakov knew Esav wasn't good at brachos, so he gave him bread so he could just wash, and this way he'll pater all his brachos." Reb Gamliel Rabinovich actually cites a sefer who gives 30 answers to this question. But since I only have 10 seconds left, I'll just give you the answer which is relevant to this topic. Is that it's this halacha. Yaakov is reminding Esav that he's a little bit in avelus. Esav had been parting all day, but Avram had died, the Medrash says, that day. So that's why Yaakov was making these lentil soup for Yitzhak, who was in avelus. So Yaakov wanted to remind Esav, hey, we're also a little bit in avelus because our father is in avelus, and therefore we have to act accordingly. And so therefore you should have this bread. I'm going to give you bread hand to hand. Like the Shulchan Aruch said, this is what an avel does. And so to show you, you are a little bit of an avel. And just to end, are you allowed to even throw the bread? If you can't hand-to-hand, can you throw it? So Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't throw the bread, but Sfaradim obviously have the minhag to do so. And the Hesorish Tshuva says that the reason, perhaps, is because the Shulchan is like a Mizbeach, and a Mizbeach they used to throw the Emurim, so maybe you could throw bread, but the minhag clearly is for Ashkenazim not to throw bread.